Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
So a couple of weeks ago, Abby and I did this Facebook Live over on our page that I think was pretty epic, if I do say so myself. A lot of people started chatting about it, and I think it really shifted the way that a lot of small business owners are thinking about their current state of business and about really their own behaviors that are affecting their growth and their success and their happiness and all of that stuff. And so if you haven't listened to it, we figured let's just do a deeper dive of that today. And let's kind of cover something that I kind of get on a soapbox about pretty like easily. So if you're needing like a reality check in your business, buckle up, sister, because it's about to happen.
Yes. So in this, I almost said live, but in this,
not what's happening.
In this podcast, we're going to cover some very specific things. So the first one is the two schools of thought. You have two, okay? Mm-hmm. Two schools of thought that are holding your business back from the growth that I know you want, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the reason why other mentors are teaching, their teaching is driving you to being broke and burnout. And then we're talking about what you need to be taking action on instead so that you can finally have the business and life of your dreams.
Yeah. So, you know, we just wrapped up our 5 days to launch challenge last month. And I see this every time we do this challenge, but I feel like it was like extra this time where people were listening to us during the challenge and putting their product out and identifying their MVP. And they're like, okay, cool, I did it. And either like, you know, the launch wasn't crazy successful, like thousands of people didn't buy, hundreds of people didn't buy, or they felt defeated because their website still wasn't up, or they really didn't figure out an opt-in or whatever, like insert whatever little hang up you want here. And they go immediately into panic mode. They go immediately into, well, the reason why I won't be successful is because I haven't figured that piece out. Is because that's not done, because my homepage is just a landing page and I don't have a blog and I haven't figured out my opt-in and I need to be on all of these social channels. And we get in this like cycle of giving all of these different aspects of our business so much weight. And we say, if I haven't figured that thing out or if I'm not doing it good enough, that is the reason why I'm not successful. And that 100% stems from one of the schools of thought that we're going to cover today. But what that leads to, especially in the creative world, because you guys are so, because we're in this too. So I'm like, I'm talking to myself here. We are so like feelers.
Oh, yeah.
Like everything is super heavy. And we tie everything sensitive. We tie everything back to our self-worth.
Oh gosh, and yes.
If that doesn't work, that means I'm not good enough. If I didn't think of setting that up first, it means I'm not boss enough. And if I'm not on all of these channels trying, it means I'm not good enough. And it leads to a bunch of anxiety and a bunch of you being super sad about the thing that should be fueling you. And that makes me sad. When you guys get so worked up, I know this is serious. It's your business. I get that. And a lot of you are like building this for different, serving different purposes in your life. Maybe it's extra grocery or Target money. Maybe it's mortgage money. Maybe it's private school money. Maybe it's like, no, I need it for rent and to live and life. I get that. And it's all different. But because we're trying to reach these different goals, when we're listening to certain people in this industry and we start to follow like, oh, this is what they're saying I should be doing, and then we're not seeing success, every single time it comes back to the quality of you as a person.
Mm-hmm. Now, Emily has told this story before, but I want to tell it again because I think it's really important for you all to see, especially if you've ever launched something and you felt like it got ho-hum results. Mm-hmm. So before I met Emily, she did her first and only webinar without me. And she launched a program that she hadn't built yet. She pre-launched it to a rather small group of people. I think you had, what, 60 people on your email list, if that? 12 people showed up to your webinar, which is crazy, and 9 of them bought.
Well, and the people who were on my list were on my list because of the webinar. Like, I had no one on my list before. I had a couple hundred people on Instagram, and I just said, come to my webinar. So they signed up. Therefore, I had like 67 people on my email list.
So that initial like blip brought in $500. And you know, for some of you, be like, that would be amazing. Like, that would be wonderful. But here's the thing. If she had stopped there, like,
because it wasn't a five-figure launch, yeah, because I didn't have hundreds of people show up, because all of these other reasons,
we would have missed out on one of our most popular programs. And we, you know, we met, we fell in biz love, and we launched it together. We tweaked it. We renamed it. We added some additional content, and it became what's today known as the Money Making Creative. And in its lifetime, it's brought in nearly 6 figures.
But yeah, a little over $98,000.
But if we had just launched it that one time and never brought it back up again because it didn't have the results we were looking for, that's nearly $100,000 of missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. So likely you have something in your arsenal it's okay. But if you tweak it, if you spend some time on it, if you really focus and you continue to improve and you continue to tweak your launch tactics, you will make revenue from it, but you have to focus. And so we know that there's these schools of thought out there that are so harmful to your business, but what they're going to do is they're going to add up to this feeling of not belonging inside your own business, this feeling that you work so hard but the reward isn't there and so it's not worth it and I'm just going to throw it all away. Or I don't know if I like it anymore because I keep doing it and I'm not getting the results I want and I don't know if I should keep going. And
mm-hmm. We see so many businesses start up and close. Even if the business itself isn't closing, I mean, I've seen it this week alone inside of our own community of someone who launched a product last week and has decided it's a flop. So they're already moving on to the next idea. And now there's obviously a time and space where that might be the smart decision, right? But this person, literally, I just read this post this morning. She had promoted it for 3 days. 3 days, and no one had bought. And so she was literally questioning, when do I pull the plug on it? And it's because of these schools of thought that leave her thinking that 100%. It's because we've built this industry of that you have to do one of these two things. And if you're not doing one of these two things, then you're not going to be successful. And so she was really leaning into the first school of thought, which is hustle till you die. And this is not new. This has been around for many years, right? But it's becoming, I think it's more harmful today than it ever has been because it's disguised as being boss. It's disguised as just doing the work. It's disguised as, well, you have to make those sacrifices if you hope to see success, because there are so many people out here doing this same kind of business or in this industry. So if you don't show up everywhere all the time, over and over, and constantly changing and innovating, then you're not going to be successful. And I don't have to be the first to tell you that living that kind of life and growing that kind of business is not sustainable.
And even if you haven't 100% leaned into this, I guarantee you've seen an entrepreneur do it and like decided, I never want that life. Like, I think the best example of an entrepreneur that I think like practices this through and through, and I'm not throwing him under the bus. I think he's a super smart guy. But Gary Vaynerchuk, I feel like, is
1,000%
the mascot for hustle till you die. Like, he is everywhere all the time, loud, proud, massive, like out there, right? But I think other people see him and decide, I can never be that way. And so they feel like they're going to fail because they're not out there doing enough.
And here's specifically where I think the more dangerous version of this, like when everyone looks at Gary Vee and we see that, oh, that's hustle till you die. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that like super, super talk fast and like cut ties and be really aggressive and like videos all day, every day on YouTube. Like, okay, I'm not going to be that. But here's what's happening is your hustle and you're dying secretly behind closed doors. You're waking up at 2 a.m. to write that blog post because you've convinced yourself that you have to. You're leaving the family events to go organize your social channel because you're convinced that you have to. You're not eating. You're not taking lunch breaks. You're not working out. You're not being present with your kids. You're being on your phone or your laptop when you're trying to Netflix. You're saying no to things that actually bring you joy for the sacrifice of the things that are eventually going to bring you joy, or so you think. And so this is hustle in disguise, and it is the most dangerous way of doing things because we're trying to live this life on Instagram that's like, I'm at the beach with my kids, or I'm watching this movie, or I'm enjoying this cup of coffee. But I know what's happening is you take the picture of your cup of coffee and then you set it down and you might not drink it all day because then you got to get back to work. You're trying to project this life of simplicity and ease, but you're not actually living it.
Mm. No, I know.
And that is the most dangerous kind.
It makes me so sad. Like, and I've seen people do it over and over again. And heck, we fall victim to this too. Literally yesterday, we were on a call with some of our biz BFFs, our mastermind, and they were like, girls, you just said
you need a break.
That you can't enjoy these other things until you've done these things, and like you're holding yourself back from enjoying your business. And how sucky is that? And why does it have to be so, if I don't do X, I can't get Y? Like that's just crappy. Like, we're so hard on ourselves and you have to let it go. But here's the thing. It's not you, it's them. Okay. It's not you, it's them. It's society, it's everyone else. Everyone is telling you to be this way. Media, podcasts, webinars, like literally, it's coming at you from every direction, business related or not. But here's the thing, people, you are not broken. You don't have to be perfect. Your business doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to wake up every day and put makeup on and look like your best self to show up for your people. Like, you don't have to work 12-hour days or forget having vacations with your family just to make this work.
No, when Abby and I first joined forces, we both kind of sat down and talked about the type of business we wanted to grow and the type of business owners we wanted to be. And in one of our initial conversations, we both shared like very similar goals and dreams about our business. And I know not everyone shares this, so don't feel like you have to subscribe to this. But we were both like, We want to leave a legacy. We want a big business. We want a multi-million dollar company. We want to have a big impact. We want to do all of these big, big things. So therefore, like, we have to be growing a business from day one that can eventually shift to that, right? Like, you don't start a multi-million dollar business as like on day one, right? But the other side of that coin was, we both care about our mental health and our happiness and our time with our family and going on vacations and growing a family and spending, like, doing all of these things. We value those just as much, if not more, than reaching those goals. And so it was a really big turning point for both of us to acknowledge we want a multi-million dollar company without sacrificing these things. And so that meant us making intentional decisions from day one about what we weren't going to do and what we were going to do. It meant playing the long game sometimes instead of getting that flash in the plan, like, sexy results, because we knew that the foundation would help us grow eventually or in a different way when we were to pivot, right? So I'm here to tell you that you can have the loftiest dreams and ideas ever. You can want to build a massive house on acres of land and grow a farm. You can want to retire your partner. You can want to take a sabbatical. You can want to adopt and foster all the kids, right? It doesn't matter, right? Whatever that wild, hairy dream is, it can exist and be a thing without you sacrificing yourself to make it happen. Okay? And here's the cool part. The one thing I'm going to add to this, you can have those big, scary dreams without sacrificing yourself to make it happen and not wait forever to make it happen.
That's what I was just going to say. Just because you act this way does not mean you're going to grow slow.
Nope.
Does not.
And I think it's literally when you choose yourself over anything else, you actually will grow faster.
Yeah, because you show up as your best self rather than this person that's all dried up and, you know, worn out. Like, imagine if you showed up in your business every day as the person you are when you get a full night's rest, when you take a shower, if that's your thing.
It's not mine.
When you put on your makeup, when you put on your favorite outfit, when you eat a healthy breakfast, when you sit on your patio and just watch the birds, like, imagine that being your best self every single day in your business.
Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Okay, so I want to make sure we touch on this other school of thought, because I think it's the one where a lot of people might give some pushback. And I think that it's a one where a lot of people have fallen into, maybe without even realizing that they're doing it. And it's a relatively new school of thought. I feel like it's come in the wave of like creative entrepreneurs becoming a sexy thing, and like boss being a sexy thing, and like this industry growing as rapidly as it has over the past couple of years. I think this school of thought has really risen with that growth as well. And it's... it's when mentors, educators, influencers tell you that if you do not want to do that specific task in your business, if you don't want to post to social media, if you don't want to write that blog post, if you don't want to edit those videos, whatever, right? If you don't want to send emails, that you don't have to because you're the boss and you're better than that. So outsource it.
So here's what this doesn't mean. What it doesn't mean is that you will never have a team, that you will never be able to offload, or that you will never be able to scale. But here's what it does mean. You have to know why you need these people. You have to understand the process. You have to understand the value. You have to even know why you need the person, because of the ROI that it naturally brings to your business if you're doing and performing it well.
I have seen so many brand new business owners that before they have consistent income, before they're actually profitable, are ready to offload customer service in their inbox and handling clients and posting to social media, right? Those are all the things that like really not a lot of us like to do. And I get that. Like some of these things are not sexy. Some of them are not fun, but some of them can help build your audience, can help convert to customers or clients, can help grow your business if done in the right way, right? Posting to Instagram, really, really beneficial for us for like a good solid 2 years. Blogging, really beneficial for us, right? But we did not know the process. We did not know the actual purpose of doing those things for about over a year.
Totally. But also on top of that, even if we had kind of understood it, just forewarning you, because I've been there. When you hire someone, no one will care about your business as much as you do. And so they're not going to show up in exactly the same way you would, because you care more. You are way more worried about the strategy, way more worried about the ROI, way more concerned about how it comes off, if it's the right language, if it's the right style. They're just doing their job. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. I think having people on your team is incredible. But if you do it too soon, if you do it before you're ready, you're not going to get the benefit. In fact, I think it's going to slow you down and potentially just make you go in debt.
Well, I can't tell you guys have seen this. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen posts of like, oh, this website designer abandoned me. Oh, this social person, like, I don't even think I've been growing. And like, I don't even really know what they're doing over here on Instagram or Pinterest, or oh, this person, right? It's because we think that we should be doing all of the strategies because the hustle till you die, people tell us to. So we say, okay, I'll do all of them. But I don't have the time to do all of them because I should treat myself and I'm the boss and I get to live this life that I, you know, envision right now. So I'm going to outsource because I don't have the time. What I'm telling you, if you don't have the time to do all the strategies, you should not be doing all the strategies. Period. Hands down.
Absolutely. But here's the scariest part. I feel like if you fall into one of these schools of thought, eventually, whether you want to or not, you're going to end up into this place where they all lead together. They all land in the same destination. And it's a place of apathy. It's a place of burnout. It's a place of giving up. It's a place where businesses fall apart, where there's conflict and frustration and anger and a lot of negative feelings. And I don't want you to end up there. And I've seen a bunch of you like be on the cusp, like you go and you do the thing and you're hustling and you're not getting the results you want, and you're throwing your hands up and saying, maybe I shouldn't bother. Like, that's the first sign of you ending up in apathy land, okay?
Yep.
Because it's and really it's hard to get back out of there.
100%. Because tying it back into what I was saying earlier, when we bring everything back to the quality of us as a human, when certain strategies that we're paying other people to implement for us, when waking up super early or staying up super late or sacrificing nights or weekends or whatever it may be, and all of those things, we're doing all of the things that we quote should be doing, right? We're taking stuff off of our plate because we're boss and we're like making sacrifices in order to do the good work, in order to like grow the business. When we do all of that and then it still doesn't work, what does that say about you? Because that's where our head goes. If I did all the right things and it's still not working, what does that say about me?
Mm-hmm. But here is the good news. I know we've
full on. Let's bring it back up now.
We're really good at making you feel shitty about yourself. No, here's the thing. We, I think, have both been there, but realized that's not where we wanted to be really quickly. And so we left. And there is another and better way.
Yep.
I know you're like, no, there's not. Like, you either have to hustle
or
you got to outsource. Nope. What else is there?
There's our way.
There's the TCC way.
Yep. That has its own jingle now.
That was bad. I feel like it was really off key too. Anyway, there is intentional action. There is strategic work. There is doing things with purpose and intention.
There are making decisions in your business that you guys have heard, I've said this 1,000 times, that have the snowball effect of growth, right? The ability to identify what those are is not necessarily a skill that everyone has. Well, it's not a skill that everyone has, or they would all be doing it, right? But we have that skill. And we have been able to identify the exact orders of when specific strategies should be implemented in your business in order for you to actually grow quickly and currently have the life that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, right now, today. Like, imagine right now, today, living the life that you love, knowing that your business is growing to be able to provide you an even more amazing opportunities because you're being strategic about the decisions about when and where to implement them to grow.
Now, I just have to put this side note in here before we talk about this opportunity for you. But y'all, I never thought it would be possible that I could enjoy my life the way it was and look forward to what else it could be. Like, I've told Emily a million times, like, I live in a better house. I eat the kind of food I want. I travel when I want. But I know, like, next year, it's going to be even crazier. Like, what if I move into that better house that I, like, literally never thought possible? What if we get that land? What if you adopt all the kids? You're like, no.
What? Yeah. That's not my life.
But these things you want, like, you, what if you guys, like, enjoyed where you were at? Instead of just always lusting about what it could be. And the secret really is the order. Because I saw a student the other day and she was like, the secret sauce is literally the order they say to do it. Do not do this in any other
order. Do not go out of order.
I was like, girl, you get it.
Yes. It's hard to be diligent about that. It's hard to ignore everything else that's being flooded out you. It's hard to trust in a system. I get that 100%. But you are at more risk now than you are if you take a different course of action. I know that. I can see into the future of your business right now. If you are hustling until you die and phasing into that outsource everything method, I see it, and it's not fun. It's not fun for anyone.
Yeah.
It's going to be you stressed out, you grouchy, you anxious. And you mad.
You mad.
And no one wants that. Your family doesn't want that. You don't want that. Your clients don't want that.
No.
Your customers don't want that. Okay?
Who wants to hang out with that person anyway?
Literally no one. We've created the method. It's called the Pancakes Method. It's amazing. And we have it outlined for you in a free training. Free. It's free. It's free and it's an hour. It's all you got. It's all you got to give. So I want you to go watch it. And then I want you to share with me what you're going to start doing differently so you can begin to see different results. Okay? So I want you to go right now, listen, to pbrmasterclass.com. That's PBR like the beer, masterclass.com. It's free. You can pick a time that's convenient for you to watch. That's the best part. You can watch literally right now. Or pick a later time if that's going to be more, you know, conducive with your schedule. And then inside of that masterclass, you're going to hear about how you can start making more intentional decisions, strategic decisions in a specific order in order for you to grow and be healthy.
Mm-hmm. And the really cool part is this includes, apparently I like ate a frog 2 seconds ago. This includes incredible knowledge, not only about the order and about the strategic things you implement in the right order, but we go over the mindset you have to be in, the things that are going to block you, the things that are going to haunt you in your head because you have so many other people yelling at you. And I know your worst critic is sitting in that brain of yours and talking at you all the time. We're going to help you with that. We're also going to give you the technical pieces you need to be successful because I know a lot of times it ends up being, well, I don't know how to set up a website or email. Like, which one do I pick? Like, how do I set up an opt-in? Where do I even do that? We're walking you through all the technical sides of that as well. But you're going to get a preview of everything inside this free training at pbrmasterclass.com. It's a load of fun. Like,
yeah,
like you are going to enjoy it. Like, bring a cocktail.
And you can hear more about our story and see some really, really fun pictures of our family and traveling and all that fun stuff. And get my favorite part, because I'm super nosy, is hearing about like businesses' timelines of when they started and what happened and what changed.
Oh, yeah.
We have that for you. It's like a super fun graphic of the timeline of TCC. So you can kind of see people who've actually followed the roadmap and the steps in order, what the results are. And not only for us, but so many of our students. And we share about that too inside. So you can see it work for product-based businesses and service-based businesses and online businesses and all that fun stuff. There's every single type inside of there. So go right now, pbrmasterclass.com, pick a time, watch it, and then come back and let us know what you think. All right?
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.